Lesson 12. Resources. Text.
A nation's resources consist of three broad areas: natural, capital, and labor. Natural resources are provided by nature in limited amounts. They include crude oil, natural gas, minerals, timber, and water. Natural resources must be processed to become a product or to be used to produce other goods or services. For example, trees must be processed into lumber before they can be used to build houses, shopping malls, and schools. Capital resources refer to goods produced for the purpose of making other types of goods and services. Some capital resources, called current assets, have a short life and are used up in the production process. These resources include fuel, raw materials, paper, and money. Long-lived capital resources, which can be used repeatedly in the production process, are called fixed capital. Examples include factory buildings, compact disc machines, personal computers, and railroad cars. Labor resources represent the total workforce of a nation. To have value in the labor force, individuals must be trained to perform either skilled or semi-skilled work. For example, the job of a physicist requires extensive training, whereas only minimal training is needed to operate a service station's gas pumps. Human talent is the most valuable national resource. Without it, no productive use of either natural or capital resources is possible.
Dialogue. Training.
I hear that you've got a chance to go to Europe for a half-year training program. Is it true?
Yes. I'm leaving on the 14th of next month.
Congratulations! How can you get such a good opportunity to be trained overseas?
Actually, it is a policy in my company. The Human Resources Management Department has connections overseas this year, so we can receive training there.
How nice! But will you have to pay for the training?
No, the company pays for everything. Doesn't this sound very attractive?
This is why our company can always get the best employees.
Now, listen to the dialogue again and follow along.
Training.
I hear that you've got a chance to go to Europe for a half-year training program. Is it true?
Yes, I'm leaving on the 14th of next month.
Congratulations! How can you get such a good opportunity to be trained overseas?
Actually, it is a policy in my company. the Human Resources Management Department has connections overseas this year, so we can receive training there.
How nice! But will you have to pay for the training?
No, the company pays for everything. Doesn't this sound very attractive?
This is why our company can always get the best employees.